Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What it is, it's a sensor in the helmets. There's 6 points that are inside these helmets that it senses. And then what it does is when it takes an above average hit, it alerts the trainer. And we have a little handheld device that we carry around that alerts. And then immediately every one of these helmets are tied to a player. So immediately the number and the name comes up. So you're taking out any error of somebody having a spotter up top and looking, saying, all right, he took a hard hit, so let's go check him. Now you have this device that immediately notifies you and lets you know to go check that kid out. One of the important things is it's not a concussion preventer now, but it is a great tool for us as coaches. We also use it. I'll give you an example. We had offensive linemen the other day when we were going over with the Rydell rep. They were taking a lot of front impact hits, and we couldn't figure out. I was like, well, dang, that ain't good. That means your head's down looking at the ground or coming off the ball. He said, no. He said, that's the sensors hooked to a face mask. He said, so that means they're coming off and hitting in the face mask. Their eyes are up. So just things like that. It's a tremendous tool to help coach. And Coach Chambers, get it! And it's a tremendous tool to help our coaches. We can break it. You can break this thing down however you want to. You can break it down by position, by unit, or even by player. So you got a specific running back. It compares it to norms across the country. They've been doing this, I think, for 12 or 13 years. So they've got over 5 or 6 million impacts recorded. And all the data that we get goes to the database at Rydell. And they, in turn, can take it and make better helmets. Gather all that information. So if you got a running back, for example, and he's compared against the running backs across the country as far as a norm, so that thing's not going to alert unless it's out of sync or out of norm for the running backs across. So it takes all the data and compiles it together. You can get charts per unit. You can see if, say, for instance, your offensive line is taking at 4:30, for example, when we go inside and all of a sudden your offensive line spikes, well, then you know they're taking those those head impacts, and it's too much, and we need to look at how we do practice and all. So it's a really good coaching tool for us.
So in addition to just being able to, not really a concussion mechanism, but it's able to help you identify strengths and weaknesses. Tell me a little bit about that, because I'm sure it changes you, how you teach and coach.
And say, for instance, if you took a defensive player or a DB, and you know that if you have a high spike in out of the norm, I guess, hit levels for a high magnitude hit for your linebackers, and you need to look at a couple of things. You can see that if they're leading with their head, and how they're tackling, and that's us. And we, so far, we've been really fortunate. I don't know if we just inherited this is my first year, so maybe we inherited a great tackling team. But I like to give my defensive coordinator credit for that, and preaching how we tackle and tackle safe, and USA tackling heads up, and all the things that you're supposed to teach. And we just hadn't had that many alerts for a defensive player. But if you did, you could go back and watch film and see and watch this kid and know that he's leading with his head, and you got to change how he's tackling. It does volume also, so you want to keep an eye on that. Once again, if it gets out of norm, to say if a kid's taking 50 in a practice, that's too much. Right. And it's going to alert you and let you know. So it does volume, intensity, and also single impacts too that it will alert you on.
I don't want you to give me any kind of inside secret or anything, but when it comes down to game day, are these helmets giving you an advantage when you're at game time, and as far as positioning who does what, and, you know, do these guys need a break, and how you actually play the game?
Yeah. No, so far it had. Now, it would give us an advantage, I think, maybe in practice. If we were taking too much of volume or intensity at practice, we'd want to obviously adjust that. I don't think it would give us an advantage. I think it's more of a bottomless. It's just a great coaching tool for us as coaches, and also the trainer, where we could be on the same page for coaching. And it's just another step in the helmet industry, and concussions being on the forefront now of everybody's mind. When you talk about football, even the parents, some kids that wouldn't play, well, I don't want my kids in concussions, and concussions is always in the media, but it's just finally putting it back into a, I guess, realm of, you know, helmet manufacturers are trying. And I thought it was important for us here to commit to that and be on the cutting edge of it.
So that every hit that you're taking now is being sent back to Riddell, and they're processing it down, and they're able to do a profile of what's being hit where, and they're able to make a smarter design.
Yep.
And that's pretty amazing. And how have parents, have they changed how they feel about kids taking hits now, or is it, how's perception been?
Well, I had one ask me, and I've got two boys, and I think it just goes along the lines of, if I knew I had two boys out here playing of my own, which I've got little ones, and they'll eventually be up there, I would just feel an ease over knowing that my guys seem to be a little bit, I guess, safer maybe than per se somebody else that's not in a five-star helmet or have that insight in mind, you know. So I guess in that aspect it would ease their mind.
Do you feel this technology that they're using, the helmets, the sensors, would be effective in body pads and other areas where points are taken and that sort of thing? Is this the next evolution, do you think?
And it could be. Yeah, you know, and it could be. Just talking to the guy the other day, I mean, I know they're already on the brink of tying it to, say, a specific hit. And you know how huddle's involved and everything. Everybody, all the coaches use huddle. So now it'll link that hit to huddle. So you go in there, your computer hook it up, it's going to pull up that highlight immediately. It'll show you exact time stamp that happened, and it'll pull that highlight up. So I think this is just the on the brink of what's going to come with the helmet industry, and maybe even the pads too, because this is such a great game, and it's a shame to lose kids or players. And we've got a lot of competition out there. Fall baseball's a whole lot easier, and basketball's a whole lot easier. You know what I mean? And but it's such a great game, and we don't want to lose that as coaches, and we don't need to lose the importance of football and what it can teach. So,
how expensive are these helmets comparative to other standard models that you would get? Because I was doing research, I read about $300 on Amazon, and they're probably not selling that to schools. But
yeah,
they're expensive.
They are. The others are—they're all kind of in that area. If I'm not mistaken, it was like $75 extra to put it in these helmets. Now, these SpeedFlex helmets are Riddell's top of the line. Well, they do have another one. Actually, it's a precision fit. They actually come out and take a mold of your head, and that helmet follows you along for 4 years. But now we are talking some good money. Now, that would be their top of the line. But this is Riddell's five-star helmet, according to the Virginia Tech study. Now, there's a bunch of studies out there, too. And we felt comfortable after talking with Shud and Riddell and those guys that that the Virginia Tech study was the best to go for. So, but comparatively speaking, I think it was about $75 extra per helmet to put it in there, to put the Insight system in the helmet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.